It's Wednesday, October the 28th, and you're tuned in to the Champion Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony. Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Well, you'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
No. No, it's not even monster trucks.
I miss monster truck commercials. Those are so sick.
No.
Yeah, man. I was watching monster truck videos this
Why?
Week. Because, yo, monster truck skills have gotten wild. There was one where a guy was doing, like, a nose wheelie, and he did it for, like, 45 seconds going over ramps and shit.
I don't believe you.
Monster trucks are dope. I'm going to show you after the podcast. But we got the hookups now, since we're profesh now. Mm. The secondary monitors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we only have one. I got to get a second one still. I'm waiting for Black Friday.
Then that's when Twitch streams happen.
Yeah, I think because this one's 27, but the next one's gonna be at least
62.
No, it's gonna be at least 34.
Okay,
I think
so. That'll be the content monitor. So we're gonna have the webcam here, or TJ is gonna be the cinematographer, and then when we talk about something, we'll load it up.
But I think I need to actually get a PC though to support both.
Can you not do it on your Mac?
I only have one IO, and I don't know if I can.
Well, I could always get the adapter for my computer.
Oh, that's true.
And then, like, I could be the content moderator.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And then you could be the levels guy. You could be the producer.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that. Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. But anyways, can you believe October is almost over?
Yes.
Like, wow, this year's almost over. Like, I'm having flashbacks to, like, April.
Yeah.
When we're like, this is gonna be a long year.
And it's a short year.
And now it's like, it's almost over. I'm like, what the hell?
I don't know, man. Summer felt for fucking ever to me.
It did?
Yeah.
It just went by for me.
Oh, like for me, it felt like, I think the only time I can recall it going super fast was yesterday, where I woke up and then, like, the next time I looked at the clock, it was like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, holy fuck, Tuesday flew by.
Oh. Yeah, that's every day.
No.
That's every day now.
I think it's that work. I think it's that work life, man.
I think so.
I think you're in that routine.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be doing it. You know why my days lasted so long?
Why?
Because I'm playing the League of Legends.
Oh my god.
That's why that shit was never a dull moment. Always new experiences.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to make your day go by super fast.
Oh my god. No, super slow.
Super fast.
No, super slow. You want to suffer as long as possible within that community.
No, but you do like one game and it's like an hour's gone by.
Yeah, but that hour feels like two because everyone is dumb.
No.
Yeah.
No. Feels like half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Halloween stuff.
Things?
You know? Let's talk about it.
Halloween's canceled.
Mm.
No, we talked about that last week.
Let's see, what do we got here? Ah, yes, here we go. Paul Chew writes in with a question to chew on.
Oh my god.
Quick one this week.
What's up?
If TNIB were turned into a video game, what kind of game would it be?
Murder mystery.
You think so?
One of
you
us would
really think so?
One of us would kill each other.
You think so, huh?
No. Visual novel.
Visual novel. And what would be the purpose of said visual novel?
To make our podcast as successful as possible.
Oh, so that's what the game is.
Yeah, like it is you are us, but the challenge is that I am such a degenerate or we are such degenerates that we are holding the podcast back.
Interesting.
So you're our PR manager. And you have to tell young Anthony and young Vince, hey, when you have listeners that write in, don't ruthlessly make fun of them every week, because they'll go away.
Nah.
Nah, fuck that noise.
So visual novel. Like, but you're the manager.
Yeah, so it's like from the perspective of like, you're with these two up-and-coming podcasters back when podcasting was still new and hip.
Okay.
And then, like, the bad end is, like, where we are now.
Okay.
But the good end, strippers.
Wow. Are strippers still a thing?
I don't know. COVID strippers?
Do people still get strippers?
I know in the States there was a couple smaller towns where the strip clubs, they actually started their own delivery service, like an Uber Eats.
Deliver strippers?
And they would deliver food in stripper clothing. So they'd have, like, pasties on, or like,
okay.
They'd be just scantily clad. So you can get your pizza delivered by a stripper.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that. Okay.
You don't know how about you would feel dressing up in scantily clad clothing and delivering pizza?
No, receiving food in scantily clad clothing.
What do you want to see?
Well, like, listen, because like, that means that there's more more stuff that can get on my food.
We can also see some real life titties.
When I'm eating?
Not while you're eating. It's like when you get the food.
Have you ever watched porn while having a meal?
Yes.
Whoa.
What? Have you not?
Why would I?
One time, okay.
Like, listen.
This is definitely not a recent event. This is not a recent event.
I'm not here being, like, when I put it on, I'm not like, oh, by the way, did I get the pizza? Like, you know.
There's definitely been a time in my younger, hornier years. What? Where I was in the middle of, like, eating Hot Pockets.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what would go good with these Hot Pockets right now? Boobies. And then I would, like, load up JPEGs of pornography while eating a Hot Pocket.
No.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
But I was hungry and horny at the same time. The two H's.
The mind association with that is so... Did Hot Pockets make you horny at some point?
No. No, I just... No, I think I liked Hot Pockets more for a while.
Oh my god!
They might have tasted better. I'm like, man, Hot Pockets are great. Hot Pockets are good.
That just reminds you of like when, you know what? No, it doesn't remind you of anything.
You just said it did. You just said it did. So you can't backtrack. What did it remind you?
I don't know. But anyways, this is bullshit. Ordering.
You're hiding something.
Uber Eats with strippers. No, that's a no for me. But then again. I never order delivery.
So wait, is our video game a stripper?
Oh, that's what you simulator? Think. It, that's what you think it is.
No, I don't know what I think it is. I think it's a visual novel.
My answer is much easier.
What is it?
It's Typing of the Dead, but it's the podcast.
You have to type the.
You podcast? Have to type the audio.
That sounds terrible.
I know. So you better go at like 120 words per minute if you're gonna keep up with this cadence.
There's a. I like it. Just amped it. There's actually a website. I used to go on a lot, like maybe like 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Where it would have music on it.
Yeah.
And you would have to type as fast as the song.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what the site was called. I'll try and find it later. But I remember the one me and my ex at the time, we would try and do is the Lucky Star opening.
Oh.
But it was the Romanji.
Yeah.
But it was the Romanji. So you're like, I'm like, I can't type this fast. And these aren't even words I know. Like, this is hard as fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Well. That's what I would choose. That's it. It's
no, done. I'm going with visual novel.
Okay.
And or stripper delivery simulator.
No.
Delish.
No strippers and food. No.
I know. I want you to report back next week.
Yeah.
I want you to microwave some Hot Pockets. Maybe get a Cinnabon or something.
No.
Yeah. Just
no.
See how it makes you feel.
No.
See how it makes you feel.
No.
Do it.
Sorry, but I'm one of those people who are like, food and sex don't mix.
What about like ice cubes in the mouth?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Like, is water food?
I mean, depends if you're consuming it or if you're bathing in it.
I never got the strawberry thing.
That's just food. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but like the whole thing where like the strawberry is the sensual item and it's like, I'm going to run the strawberry down your butt crack.
You can do anything, man. It's the strawberry has a point. That's why.
So does a banana.
Why is it banana?
Sort of bamboo shoots. Not stabbing my girl with bamboo shoots. Unless you know what I mean.
Wow. Someone needs to get laid. Anyways.
You know what? With wines like that, it's going to be easy.
Oh my god.
Hey girl, you want to suck on this bamboo
shoot? Pray for his soul, everybody.
I'm gonna be in a newspaper.
I think
long time running podcast host Anthony Faluco canceled.
Yeah, that's where we're at now. Okay, thank you for writing in, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Let's hop over to the picks.
Go, you go first.
Did I have any this week?
I don't know. I'm gonna actually. You know what? Yours. I'm gonna put yours under. Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with the big one.
Okay.
First up, Cyberpunk's delayed.
No! That was like the number one game I was looking forward to this
holiday.
They
super, super promised. And they're like, fuck that shit.
But I want it.
So
bad.
It's delayed again.
To when?
December 10th.
Oh, that's not so bad. When was the original date?
21 days before that.
So November 20th.
Sure.
Well, okay.
21? Wait, yes. 31 days. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You okay?
No. I thought there were 30 days.
You okay?
I was like, wait a minute. So yeah, it's Cyberpunk was the thing. It's delayed for almost a month.
Yeah.
But at this point, this game's been 7 years in the making.
It's time.
Who cares?
Yeah. What's one more month?
But my two favorite things to come out of this was one, Path of Exile was set to release a big patch on the 11th of December.
Yes.
And because Cyberpunk is coming out, they said, fuck it. We're just going to delay it until January because no one's going to play our game when Cyberpunk comes out. And then on top of that, Arc System Works, yes, the creators of such games as Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear, just released a picture that said, we just wanted to have a Guilty Gear Strive announcement on a yellow background. So they shit posted CD Projekt Red on an official Twitter account.
Wow.
It's very good. It's a very good tweet. I highly recommend you look it up.
I mean, okay.
I got some quick ones. Remember last month when I was talking about like Akihabara's Club Sega closing?
Yeah.
Dude, Akihabara is just getting shut down because there is another place called Adores Akihabara, which is another arcade-esque place. Got karaoke floors. It's got crane games on the bottom or whatever. Also closing down.
Yes.
Also a big part of Akihabara.
Yes.
And in this in this Kotaku article, one of the interesting things is they were interviewing the people who owned the place or were renting the place pretty much.
Yep.
And the promotional association said that like the main reason that these places are going out of business is tourism.
Yes.
Because apparently over 50% of their business is visitors. Like, even though Akihabara is like the mecca of games and like you want shit, you want Japanese stuff,
yeah,
you go to Akihabara.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the consumers are actually tourists.
Mm.
And it's not Japanese people.
Yeah.
So COVID taking another one, man. Pour out one for your homies.
Damn, there will be no Akihabara by the time this is over.
It'll just be some regular ass place.
It'll later be Amazon.co.jp.
Oh no! Oh no! Although I think in Akihabara, Soft Demand did just open up an adult bar, like a porn bar.
I did see that, but they're not. It's not like there's porn happening. It's like,
no, it's like
strippers.
Yeah, it's like porn actresses are now baristas.
Yeah.
And I saw there was one where it was like you could get into the VIP section, and the VIP section was located under the bar.
Mm.
And you could look up through a plexiglass floor.
Damn.
At their junk.
That's servicing your best clientele.
Listen. If I'm paying VIP anywhere, I expect to see some butthole.
Wow.
That was another one, but like, I couldn't find enough translated information on it. So I was like, all right. After that, remember The Last of Us?
Yeah.
The first one?
Yes.
You remember the remaster that came out on the PS4?
I own that.
There's a new patch out for it.
Why?
Because it cuts loading times by 70%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's it. That's all. That's the whole story.
How?
I don't know. Trickery magic.
Wow.
So yeah, 70% faster.
Now you want
all those speedrun times? Gone.
That's crazy.
Because loading's faster now. Redo it.
That sounds nice.
It's very nice. Very nice. Donald Trump hacked Among Us.
I saw this.
He did. Okay, Donald. Donald Trump did not. That was very BuzzFeed of me. He did not hack Among Us. There was a hacker, under the name of Eris Loris. He basically hacked Among Us servers, and what happened was he hacked the text channels in every game on the server. So if you said any sort of text or you went into the text box feature, it would spam where he would threaten to hack your device or blow up your phone if you didn't subscribe to his Discord or to his YouTube. And then he would also just start spamming Trump 2020.
Wow.
This is not a surprise because Among Us is a 3-person development team, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they have the wherewithal to handle that amount of probably attacks coming at them. So one was likely to get through.
Mm.
But it's wild.
That's hilarious.
It didn't affect private games because, you know, yeah. Private.
How could it?
How could it? But, yeah, it's, that's crazy. Like, that, it's weird that, like, you can use video games to, like, spread political messaging.
Is it weird?
Yeah, but in the more nefarious way, I guess, like, the AOC one, that one seemed more official, like.
Oh, I just think it's, that's just the world we live in.
Yeah.
Like, why shouldn't they be doing it?
I guess. They gotta get on those 30-year-old doomers.
Well, you know, everyone's playing games now. Where's the best place to put your messaging?
Listen, games are for children, Vince, all right?
Where the fuck have you been in the past 10 years?
If you're a responsible, respectful adult, all you do is read the New York Times and trade stock options.
I think you're a little misinformed. Actually, I think it's weird. Like, I think a girl once told me she thought it was weird because she went back to some guy's place.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a PlayStation. Oh. And I'm using PlayStation in as a replacement for video.
As, like, my grandma is like, oh, everything's a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, what the fuck? What the fuck does this guy do?
He doesn't have a game console?
Yeah.
What?
Like, even just as a Netflix box.
He had like a Roku box. He had the Amazon Fire
Stick. No, he had the built into the TV.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I wonder if that makes you boring now.
I don't know.
I would love to hear the girl's perspective. Because like you said, I would assume that video games are so prominent now.
Yeah.
That it's just like an expected reality, even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
But I wonder what the girl's perspective is like when they do see a person like that. Is it like, I hit the jackpot? Or is it like...
What the fuck?
What does this psychopath do? Read books?
Who knows? But like, yeah, I mean, that's what I see.
That was a cool story. There's a longer write-up on Kotaku. You can check that out.
Cool.
EA is under suit once again in Canada this time. So there is a story on the patch notes where EA is... They're basically under a class action lawsuit again.
Why?
Because of loot boxes again. Because they're saying that, or actually the thing is too, is like this class action lawsuit isn't just like some guy being like, I'm going to do a class action lawsuit. This is like a firm.
Oh.
Who like prepared a bunch of shit before they did it. Like they're like legal experts.
Yep.
That EA does not have the right to gamble or have a gambling style business model in Canada. And they're saying that loot boxes are gambling.
Ooh.
And we've been through this before. We've been through this in Europe and other countries and stuff like that. And seems like they got a pretty good case. Obviously, this will last for years because legal litigation is slow as fuck.
Yep.
But this is one of those things where if EA loses this, it kind of spells big reform for video game industry as a whole, because if loot boxes do get considered as gambling, you're gonna have to change your whole fucking lucrative ass business model, dog.
So what exactly did EA do differently? Like, I don't understand why they didn't, this lawsuit wasn't directed at, say, something like Blizzard
Part I don't know,
like, because they must have done something. Like, that's how law things work, right?
The main part here is that the firm is saying that EA specifically doesn't have the like a gambling license, right? So if I were to set up like an established with gambling, I would have to go through the Ontario board, like the provincial board, or like some sort of federal board, and get a license, pay my dues and everything like that. And they're saying that because there have been precedents set that loot boxes are gambling in other parts of the world, that they want to set that precedent in Canada and charge EA for gambling without, or like setting up a gambling ring without having the proper clearance.
I see.
Right?
I see.
I don't think it's something that EA is specifically doing rather than Blizzard, other than EA headquarters are in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I think it's easier to litigate against a Canadian company in Canada.
Of course. Right? Okay.
So it's kind of wild. And yeah, if EA loses this, it's kind of like a massive precedent where like maybe companies going forward would have to get gambling licenses and stuff, at least in developed countries.
Right.
And it's one of those things where like the internet crosses borders, but like each border has their own rules where most people just play to the internet rules instead, or the rules of their home, and then apply it to the world where that doesn't really work. Right. Or it shouldn't work.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting case. I would highly recommend going to the patch notes and checking that out.
Got it.
VTubers have invaded Doom. There's a new Doom DLC. Doom Eternal. And then if you go to the ruins thing, and I think you hold the chainsaw button, or you press square or the chainsaw button four times, a logo pops up that says Dog Eternal. And it's referencing the dog VTuber. Inagumi Korone.
Yes.
So VTubers are a part of our life now, and they're never going away.
Yes.
Unfortunately. KDA has a new song.
KDA.
The League of Legends band.
What does that stand for? Korean Dance Association?
I think it's called Kill Death Assists.
Ah, of course. How did I not know that?
I don't know what it's actually. Wait, no. No, I thought it would be the character names. Because one is Kaisa with a K. One Kaisa. Is Akali with an A. And the other one is... But the other one's Evelyn. So it's with an E. Jive. And the other one, Ari? No, okay. It doesn't work. It's not the name. It's four people. It doesn't matter.
Got it.
They got a new thing. It's called More. It's promoting their new character. I think it's like Seraphine.
Seraphine.
I've stopped paying attention to League of Legends since I uninstalled it. My life is better for it.
Liar.
Liar? I'd be lying if I said I wasn't tempted to install it sometimes. But I haven't. I've been a good boy. But it's a catchy ass song. It's good. I don't know. I like it.
It's all right.
I think KDA might be my favorite K-pop.
I think
Virtual Girls have taken over.
Oh my god.
I think they might be better than the Blackpink.
How dare you?
I know they're in my area, but their last two songs, not so bueno.
How dare you?
Like the one with Selena Gomez, Ice Cream, it's not that great.
Ice Cream's all right.
And there's that one before it. That one's not that good. That one's bad.
What about her one with Cardi?
There's one with Cardi B?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What? No way.
Yeah. Don't you want to listen to that one?
I bet you want, featuring Cardi B.
Yeah.
What is this? I've never seen this.
The other one is Love Sick Girls.
Yeah. Okay. Love Sick Girls has got a catchy.
It's like an anthem, right?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. But I'm not a girl.
I
could be. Nor am I love sick. So I don't know if this applies to me. But
since when has the lyrics to a song applied to you?
Since always.
Listen, Mr. Song of the Year is WAP.
Song of the Yo, Wet Ass Pussy, that song's about me.
No.
That song's
about What?
I want them to touch that dangly thing that hang in the back of my throat.
Oh my god.
That song's about me.
You don't want that gardener steak? You want the King Cobra?
I want to hook it and I hope it lean over.
Oh my god.
Yeah, come on. Listen to those lyrics, man. Art.
No.
Art. You know that's coming up. You know it's the song. I'm actually going to put that as Song of the Year, right?
I'm going to do everything in my power to derail that.
That's a good ass song.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's female empowerment. Are you against women empowerment? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yes.
As long as you admit it.
In this context? Yes, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, I lost where I was. I'm just gonna move on to the last story.
Yeah.
The last one is some Twitch news. So DMCA notices are nothing new. Right. Uh-huh. If you've ever been on YouTube, you've probably heard of a YouTuber being like, I've had to delete a bunch of old videos or I've got a copyright strike or whatever on DMCA videos. Yeah. Right. DMCAs are basically copyrights on products you don't own. Like, if I make a video and I'm like, top 10 things about bracelets or whatever, but I play fucking WAP over it. The label for WAP is going to come after me. Like, bitch, that's our song. You owe us all the money from this YouTube, right? And at worst on YouTube, you get a copyright strike. The less bad option is that your money goes to the owner of the copyright instead of you.
Yes.
Right? And it's like, okay, that kind of sucks, but whatever. Twitch has nothing, has no recourse to deal with any of these.
Yep.
So recently, Twitch has teamed up basically with the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA. And the RIAA is having bots run through millions, literal millions of VODs of streamers over the past 10 years and claiming those videos.
Nice.
And what do you think, like what would be like a reasonable course of action for you to do with like you know, with those that kind of situation? Like, okay, the videos, the money on these VODs goes to the copyright holder.
Sure.
Nah, fuck that shit. Delete all your history.
Oh.
So all the biggest Twitch streamers, like Pokimane, Lyric, like all those people.
Shout out to the Simp Queen.
Simp Queen! She, like, they have to delete 10 years worth of VODs.
Wow. Like,
from going back to the beginning of Twitch, right? And these streamers don't give a shit about the money that gets made off the VODs, because, like, it's fucking a 10-year-old VOD. Who's going back to those? Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? What they care about is like the memories.
Yeah.
Is that, and there's Twitch also doesn't really offer any way to back up them.
Oh.
So
really, you can't like download your videos?
You can download your video, like an individual video for sure, but you can't do it in bulk.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Right? I can't download 10 years worth of VODs.
Oh.
Right. And it's created kind of like a schism within the Twitch community, where the knee-jerk reaction was for streamers to just immediately delete them, right? So a lot of streamers have already done it, but other streamers now, they're just like, fuck it, I'm not doing shit, right? Like, you deal with it. I'm big enough on your platform to where, like, if you lose me, it sucks for you.
Yeah.
Right? And it's almost like a pseudo-union, which is pretty interesting watching things play out. But here's Twitch's response to all this. Twitch has decided that because of all this negative press, the easiest way to deal with it is to make a new emote.
What?
Yeah. So you know the Kappa emote, where it's the guy like the gray face kind of looking smug?
Yeah.
They made a gold version.
Why?
And that's how they're dealing with it.
What?
They gave everyone a gold Kappa emote because that was like a legendary Twitch myth, that there was the Kappa emote that you could get, and it was like randomly assigned sometimes, and you get it for 24 hours or whatever. So they just turned the legend into reality and hoped that all the people who watch Twitch would ignore the fact that all their favorite streamers are deleting 10 years worth of memories because they have a new shiny emote.
Oh. That's marketing, baby.
This company's so fucked.
Wow.
Like, after their whole, like, sexual harassment scandals, how they're handling this, like, how is this? It's crazy. I think, you know what? The banks were right. You can definitely be too big to fail. Like, there are so many business decisions that Twitch has done over the past couple of years where I'm like, you should not be a company anymore. What are you doing? But I guess when you got that Amazon money, doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, when you're owned by Amazon,
who cares? I still think that's the wildest shit.
Yeah.
When you get Amazon Prime,
yeah,
you link it to your Twitch account, and then Twitch gives you a free $5 to which you can then pay a streamer. You can subscribe with Amazon Prime. So they're paying you to pay someone else. Like, they're cycling their own money in their own economy. That's wild.
Yeah, man.
Because on the books, it all gets reported as revenue.
That's insane. That's
double revenue.
That's double revenue. That should be illegal.
It is. You have to... You can't count it as double revenue, but yeah, I guess technically
what if it, what if some of it was double revenue?
Then, hold on. Is it double revenue? I guess there is a legal loophole there for now.
Right? Cause yeah, because it, it's like, yeah, it's not our business, but we give them a credit to go through this separately. Like, we own them, but they're a independent contractor or some shit.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
It's... Twitch is fucking crazy. The more and more I read about Twitch, it's
the best place. Town on earth.
I need to work there. I need to know what the fuck is happening in that company. Like, is it just a bunch of clowns like running around on tricycles, like punching keyboards until they come up with an idea?
Probably.
That it's crazy.
It sounds like a great job.
Yeah. In response, though, CD Projekt Red has said that none of their game will be DMCA'd because they have made all their own music for the video game.
DMCA'd.
Hmm. So, like, you can just play all the music in-game, no problem, because it's all owned by CD Projekt Red.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's fucking wild.
Cool.
That's fucking wild.
I like the sound of that.
And then I think that's... So there's that PlayStation 5 app. You can talk about it.
There's a new PlayStation 5 app.
Yeah, man.
Headline here. Headline feature. It works.
Oh, my God. I heard it's not web-based anymore.
No, it's not. There's some sort of semblance of a proper engine behind it.
You know what my favorite feature out of this whole thing is?
What?
The fact that I can remotely install and uninstall apps from my PS5.
I mean... Wait, you couldn't do that before?
You could definitely download an app from the store.
But if your PlayStation was full, you couldn't take it off.
Yeah.
Oh.
I couldn't delete stuff.
Okay. Now, the app before, you had the ability to stay in the same chat party as ones on your...
Yeah, but that was a separate app. That was PlayStation Messages.
Oh.
Like, I think I have it still.
Oh, that's how that worked?
Yeah, hold up.
Oh my God.
So yeah, there's the PS app, but then there's PS Messages.
Oh, so they've put it all together.
Yeah, so I could go to PSS Messages and sign in and then...
Right.
Oh, look, Laven and TJ and Vince are all playing Monster Hunter. Let's just do this stuff.
Oh, because yes, because they parties are a big thing on PlayStation 5.
Yeah, and they're the only way to have voice chat on PlayStation 4 with your friends.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, cool.
So now it's one consolidated app that's actually an app.
Yeah, wicked.
Are you gonna use it?
No.
Same, probably not. No. It's probably just gonna use Discord.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, now last bit of news is Nintendo had a partner showcase direct today. The last partner one of the year.
Yeah.
Not the last direct. But so they showed off a couple third party games. They opened up with Bravely Default 2.
Which is the third game in the franchise.
Yes, not to be confused with Bravely Second.
Which is the second game in the franchise.
Yes. That's it. We've gotten more details, but more than that, we've got a hard release date.
Go.
February 26th.
Hell yeah.
Which is about a two-month delay from the original release date.
Because they knew Cyberpunk was coming out, baby.
Is that what they knew? Yeah, because they said it was originally supposed to be holiday 2020.
Yeah, and they saw Cyberpunk and they're like, fuck that.
Yeah, I guess so. Eh? They're like, PS5, Xbox, and Cyberpunk? Gotta get out of the way of that. So, no, but the game is back, and it looks real good. It looks way better than the original demo back in March.
I never played it.
Well, you're lost.
Yeah. So, like, that demo, how did it, like, play gameplay-wise?
Like, Bravely Default.
Same? Exactly the same?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, like, it's not gonna surprise you. There's tweaks here and there, but you're still braving. You're still defaulting.
I only brave. Never not brave.
Never not brave? Yeah. You never defaulted?
I just take four turns in a row, and I say, fuck it. And then I get that one bitch who's like, if you're 20 levels or above your party or your enemies, you just auto-kill them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about her. That was a good skill.
And then you go farm butterflies at 200% encounter rate.
Yeah, that was a good skill. Okay, so that's that. Then they followed up with some other stuff that I can't remember.
Bakugan, baby!
That was the next one.
Bakugan's on the Switch!
All right, Bakugan.
Oh, actually, there was that, like, Harvest Moon thing that's not Harvest
Seasons
Moon.
Seasons of something.
And you could, like, Zelda Whirlwind Slash to get trees.
Yeah, yeah. Then they also showed off,
Bakugan! Dude, digital Bakugan! I could roll out my fucking Bakugan balls, and then it transforms into a mecha dinosaur.
I don't really care.
We got to get into Bakugan.
I don't think so.
I'm coming to your workplace, and we're playing Bakugan.
You know, I was at my workplace yesterday.
Playing Bakugan?
No, I had Beyblades on my desk, and I forgot.
Yeah, but what if you had Bakugan?
Yeah, but Beyblades are
pretty cool. You got the Metal series?
Yes, I do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They also showed off that Breath of the Wild clone, Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of hyped on it when it came out, and then Genshin Impact came out, and I'm like, too late, guys. Yeah. Too late.
And Genshin Impact is free.
Is it free, though? Like, the low cost of your soul, because it's a gacha game.
Listen, if I don't have to... there's no monetary exchange, so yeah, it's got to be free.
Disgusting.
My soul is priceless.
Can't put a price on souls.
Exactly. So if I give it up, it's still free.
All right.
Then they revealed that No More Heroes Trey.
Yeah, coming out next year.
Is coming out to the Switch, but surprise, surprise, you should play the prequels.
You should. They're good games.
So now they're out on Switch for your convenience.
No More Heroes 1 was already ported to the PS3 like 10 years ago now.
That game was on the PS2 originally?
No, it was on the Wii originally.
Oh, that's right. It was the Wii.
It was a Wii game because you could waggle the light sword. Yes. So look like you're jerking right. off.
Yes. Well, that's all Wii games. What are you talking about?
Red. Yeah, true. Red Steel.
Wii.
Yeah. So yeah, that one came out as No More Heroes Paradise, and that was on the PS3. But No More Heroes 2 never got a port off of the Wii.
Wow.
So this is the first time you can get No More Heroes 2.
Wow. Exciting.
Unless you want to play the Waggle original.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
All right, okay.
Pretty sure.
If that's what you feel.
That's exactly how I feel.
All right.
His name's who? Travis Scott?
Travis Touchdown. Right. Travis Scott is the rapper, you boomer. Oh my God. How are you going to do a man like that?
Oh shit. And I wasn't even thinking of the rapper. I was thinking of the other Travis I know.
What's the other Travis you know?
Travis Pastrana.
The racer?
Yeah.
Oh my. Dude, are you okay? Are these one a days working? You need some omega-3s in your life. You need to get that memory going. What are you doing?
There's too many Travises in the world.
No, there's not. It's not a very common name.
What are you talking about? Your kid's name is Travis.
I don't have a kid.
That you know of.
Oh, shit. Have you been keeping up with my exes?
I keep tabs where I need to.
I got my feelers. I know what's up.
Yes. After No More Heroes, they showed off the crane game thing by Studio HAL.
Yeah, the part-time UFO.
Part-time UFO.
That thing was cute. I like that.
It did.
I think the most exciting ones for me were the cloud announcements.
Oh, that's right.
Which was Control and Hitman. Yeah, but they were right. quote-unquote cloud versions.
Cloud edition.
So, like, they know the Switch cannot handle those games. So they were like, but what if we streamed them on the cloud, dog?
Oh, fuck. That sounds awful.
That sounds like garbage.
That's how those games look so good.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the secret?
That's what I assume it is. Like, well, I don't know what else I'm gonna get from cloud version. And like, the thing is, when Hitman, they showed the Hitman trailer, I thought it looked kind of bad, and when they said cloud version, I was like, I don't remember like a skyscraper level, so maybe it's like a theme, like it's like high up places.
What if it's just a gimped version of the real game?
It's got to be some sort of cloud connection, like some Stadia level bullshit.
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I'm gonna do a quick Google.
Hit him up on the Google.
See,
yo, use DuckDuckGo. Don't get your shit tracked.
I use Gmail. It's too late.
Oh shit.
Yes, internet connection required.
There it is. There's your answer.
Yes, coming to Switch, but you can only stream it from the cloud.
That's something.
So, get on PS4, guys.
I guess.
Or Xbox or PC.
Or get on PS... Was it Cinco? Five?
PS Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, let's go! The PlayStation... If there's not a Cinco de Mayo version of the PS5 at some point, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I won't.
I will.
I won't.
I want a special edition Cinco de Mayo.
I want the Miles Morales edition.
Nah, I want the fucking Atomic Purple clear.
That's a Nintendo copyright. You cannot have that. You gotta go to the Chinatown and get an aftermarket case.
Yeah. So did you hear that too?
What?
So all these outlets and stuff have been getting PS5s. Like, yeah. There's been unboxings all over the internet. Yeah. But there's rumors now that Sony might be producing aftermarket fins.
Oh, the white
parts? So you know the white parts? Yeah. It's just plastic, and you can just kind of pop them off. Yeah. Like, if it's like an Xbox 360 faceplate.
Yeah.
So people are saying that, like, people are already making custom stuff for that.
That's pretty cool.
Does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
I want that limited edition, baby.
Sure.
How can I get Cloud on my PlayStation?
What would I want? I don't know. I'm about to debrand that shit.
Just put D.Va on it.
I guess.
Get the D.Va fins for Overwatch 2, the special edition of Overwatch 2.
Actually, no, pink. No. Yeah, pink and black PS5 would be pretty cool. Yeah, sure. Why not?
No, I still want clear. I want that clear.
No.
I want to see the insides.
No. I don't need to see
the insides. I want to see my baby working.
No, thanks.
That's gross.
That's gross. Just reminds me of Bullet. Anyways, let's talk about...
No, you forgot the most important news this week.
What?
Beloved video game star Terry Bogard.
Oh, God.
Canceled this week.
Wow.
Absolutely canceled.
Wow.
I highly recommend that you guys go on YouTube and look up Terry Bogard is canceled. It is a YouTube video by Anime Illuminati. He's a streamer that just streams anime games, like fighting games from Japan. He breaks the whole controversy down. There's a Chinese, Malaysian, some type of other Asia that's not Japan company. They had the SNK license, and they created a new commercial for their game, SNK All-Stars. Not the gacha game. It's like some other game.
Yeah.
And it's badly animated Terry Bogard riding on a motorcycle, and he slaps the booty on his motorcycle of not only Kula Diamond, who is like 13, but of Mai, who is his brother's fiance.
Who's Terry's brother?
Andy Bogard. The ninja.
Yes.
And Blue Mary, who's like someone else's wife or whatever. And like, this is very out of character for Terry.
Is it?
Terry's a good dude.
I don't know.
Terry's a stand-up guy, if you know the KOF lore. It's a little, it's a little sus. Right? But it's scandalous. It's scandalous. If there was a video game version of Entertainment Weekly Tonight, that would be headline story.
Wow. Okay. Well, highly recommend checking out. There you go. There you have it.
Terry Bogard is canceled.
He's gone. And to round things out, Hyrule Warriors got a demo. So check out Age of Calamity, where you can play Chapter 1 for free, and then it will transfer over to the main game. I downloaded it, and I will play it for next week.
Will you?
Fuck, I don't know.
Because you made that promise before.
Well, I did.
You made that. You were like, hey, Anthony, we should totally go through all of The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And then you didn't.
I thought you were talking about Genshin Impact.
No, I'm not. I can't. You're on your own. You're on your own for that one.
You sure?
I can't do it. I can't you do can it. Try. I don't got the time.
But you got the time.
I don't got the time.
You got the time. Are you horny enough, though? That's the real question.
Never not.
So, talk about our weeks. Let's see. What did we do?
What did you do?
I'm trying to remember here now. I definitely didn't play Hyrule Warriors or Genshin Impact. More Overcooked, I played... Oh, play the Castle Crashers on the Switch.
Castle Crashers is on the Switch?
It sure is. And it has all the updates, all the stuff.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Castle Crashers is fun.
That's a good game.
It's a good game. It's a good video game. I totally forgot that when you get to the boss and you beat the boss, then you have to fight each other.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that, to who gets the princess.
That was a fun little...
And I was like, oh, shit, I gotta kill you? No problem.
I'm gonna wreck you. You're garbage at games.
Yeah, no problem. So Castle Crashers is a fun little romp that I've been feasting in.
Mm-hmm. A retro game, Vince. Oh, my God.
I know. More Overwatch. Is that game old enough to be retro yet?
I don't know. When it came out?
No, it's not. It's only been like 4 years.
You're gonna be so heartbroken when it's like 10 years ago.
When it's 2017.
2015.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Is it 2015?
Halfway there.
Jesus, that game's 5 years old.
Halfway there. October 27, 2015.
Oh my God. Great game.
It's almost retro.
You know, that's not bad now that I think about it.
That you gotten 5 years worth of playtime out of it?
Well, I have 700 hours, and that's over five
years. In 5 years?
That's not that bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay. I'm going to do the math on it. Let's pull up calculator.
You need to do the math on this one?
Yeah, so it'd be like 365 days a year? Yeah.
Sure.
Times five. So it's 1,825.
Okay.
So then it's how many? 700 hours?
Yeah.
700 divided by... 18, 25, 35, what'd I say?
I can't remember.
25. I'm just gonna put 25.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like half an hour a day.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Sure, that checks out.
No, it's more 40 minutes, but 30, okay. 38 minutes a day.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
All right. Well, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch still, so I think I'm on the last week of the Halloween event stuff. Good game. Mm-hmm. I still like it. Mm-hmm, okay. Still love it. Still playing it. Other games I've been playing. I'm just trying to think if I ended up. No, I didn't. I watched an anime.
What'd you do?
I watched this anime because I was looking for something from the past, from the summer that I wanted to watch. And there was two, because there's one that was, I talked about it earlier in the year. It's called Apare Ranmen. Mm-hmm. It's like this, like, it sets itself up for being like this sort of like wacky racers type thing in Japan, but not really committing to any sort of time period.
So it's Mario Kart anime?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, I didn't want to. I didn't end up watching that. I watched this other thing called Decadence.
I have no clue what that is.
It's a post-apocalyptic. Humanity is all but extinct, and they now live in a giant mobile fortress.
Huh.
A gigantic mobile fortress.
Like a Macross of sorts.
Kinda.
Like an SDF2.
Kinda, maybe, but it's just bigger.
Okay. It's bigger than the SDF?
Yeah, it's bigger.
Okay.
And it's a rolling fortress on the Earth.
So
Because aliens have come and basically killed everything.
Does it ever stop?
No.
Rolling stop.
No. And it revolves around the world of the humans and like what they are and what and you're. There's basically two classes of humans now, like social classes. Okay. You're either a tanker or you're a... I forget the name they use. I just remember the clan that they're in. Oh, fuck. I forget it. We'll just call them the power.
Okay.
If you're born a tanker in that social class, your whole job in life exists within the Decadence, the big fortress.
Yeah.
And all you do is you're like a farmer. You do maintenance on the thing.
Yeah.
You run the marketplace or the inner economy of the Decadence.
Okay.
And your whole purpose in life is to support the power who go outside of the fortress to fight the
aliens.
Because the aliens, turns out, their blood is what fuels... It's basically the only form of fuel for
humanity. That's strong enough for the Decadence?
Well, it's strong enough for the Decadence, but it also acts as like... their main source of power for electricity, like everything.
What happens to just electricity?
Those things don't exist anymore on a mobile fortress, right? Because like electricity exists, just how do you get that power?
Okay.
Right, so like there's no more solar power, wind power.
No more dams.
Yeah. And so the fighting, like these people, when they fight, they have these like anti-gravitational pods. And then they have like it's like a harpoon, like a fishing harpoon.
Yeah.
So you got to stick it in them, in the enemy, and then it sucks out blood, and the blood automatically gets put into your tank.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the fighting and animation is very, very reminiscent of, like, Attack on Titan.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say it's as good. Like, it's definitely not as flashy or as
what is this thing called again?
Decadence. D-E-N-C-E.
Oh, dense.
Yeah.
I put in Decadence.
Yeah, it's dense. It's weird. I always want to say dance, but I read it as dense.
Decadence?
Yeah, Decadence. But so the story revolves on a girl. Her father was killed when she was young, and she got her arm cut off in one of the battles.
Of course, anime. You can't have parents or arms.
Yeah, so it takes place 10 years later, and she's like, she graduated high school inside the Decadence.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me very much of like the Fallout games, where like your whole life is in a vault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so like at the end, they graduate, and they assign her a job.
Yeah.
Like what you're going to be like, listen, you're born a tanker, you're going to go repair walls.
Like, she's like, fuck that.
And she's like, no, okay, I'll go repair walls then. So she does it.
But as she's repairing walls, like she's on the side of the outside of the big fortress, there's an attack that happens and she falls off. And her boss is with her. Turns out her boss is a fucking gangster. And he is a reformed warrior. And he just smokes everything.
He was on the outside?
And now he's on the inside.
But now he's just like, I gave up that life.
Not yet, pretty much. All and right. So then she's like, teach me.
Oh, I'm looking at him right now. He does look like a boss-ass bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Boss.
Hell yeah!
And, yeah, that's where the story goes.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay, it sounds pretty good. But there's a huge twist that they don't tell you until episode 2.
Okay. That's pretty short in, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, fuck. And it just changes the whole...
So everything you told me is moot.
Kind of.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so check it out. That's what I'll say. Check it out. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm like on episode 9 of 12. Okay. I've been really liking it. I wanted to finish it, but I got really busy yesterday and I just wasn't able to come home, so yeah. But that was my week, I think. Yeah, nothing else. Like I did some shopping. The world is still the world. I don't know what to tell you.
I did nothing new.
Whoa.
I read more. What's that? What was that thing I was
the
reading?
Family?
High School Family. Still funny. Mm. 10 out of 10. All 9 chapters so far. Mm. Awesome. Mm. I finally went back to an old manga. If you know Baki the Grappler.
Oh, yes. You start with all time.
Yeah, there's Baki Do, which came out in 2018.
Baki Do?
D-O-U. And it focuses around sumo.
Who?
So sumo, you know, the art of sumo.
Oh. Like
sumo wrestling.
Right.
So there's this new guy and he's basically the new Yokozuna.
Oh.
Right? They're like, this guy's a fucking legend. He's gonna crush it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be whatever. And so he thinks he's hot shit because no one can touch him.
Yeah.
Right? And then they introduce him to the underground ring. Right?
Okay.
And it's like, these are where the world's greatest warriors. And the guy's like, nah, I'm the greatest warrior. Then he faces off against Baki, and it's like, nah, dog, he's the greatest warrior.
to know.
And so it becomes, like Baki usually does, it becomes a tournament arc against another sumo company. They decide to go into the ancient rules of sumo. Ancient sumo had more, like, it was basically MMA.
Yeah.
Right? You could just, like, eye gouges, punch people.
Yeah.
You could do a lot of stuff you can't do in modern-day sumo.
Yeah.
And they bring in, like, the best of the best from the previous series. And they're like, yo, guys, you want to do sumo? And everyone's like, yeah, that sounds cool. And they fight. And now they fight. And everyone fights.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it's cool. It's fun.
Sounds like Baki.
I missed Baki. I caught up to Fire Force last week and I was like, I need more fights. And I started reading Baki again.
Yep.
I think Chainsaw Man might be nearer the end. That's super good.
Chainsaw Man.
That's still highly recommend Fire Punch. If you could just read, like, if Fire Punch ever gets anime, highly recommend it.
Okay.
Very good. But I guess on the games front is I play more Apex.
Okay.
I've been going through the ranked mode more, and I kind of have a better idea of how that system works.
Yeah.
Where when you go into a match, you start with a negative RP count when you're silver and above.
Okay.
Right? So you go into the match, and if I died immediately, yeah, I lose that however much RP it is.
Okay.
Right? But as I last longer, and I get kills or assists, then I get more points, which then, if I die, even if I don't win, even if I'm not the champion, I still go up in ranking, right? So that's how that whole system works.
Mm.
And relearning the mechanics and relearning all that stuff is super fun. Did I talk about the Halloween event last time?
In
Apex?
No.
Okay, so there's a new Halloween event, or relatively new. I think it's called Shadow Legends.
Shadow Legends.
And how this differentiates from regular Apex is that when you die, you become a ghost or you become a shadow.
Yep.
Right. And so after you're dead, you can't, there's no respawn points. There's nothing like that. But as a ghost, you basically have double the speed. You can double jump. and you can wall run. You basically have all the movement from Titanfall 2.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That sounds fun.
And what happens is that you can only do melee attacks.
Oh.
All your melee attacks, they instantly destroy any sort of door. You can, like, your melee attacks do a lot more damage than your player version of a melee attack.
Yeah.
And when you die, you respawn in 10 seconds.
But you're a ghost.
But you're a ghost. So the whole point is that even though you're dead, you can still be a help to your team as a zombie. Running around, smacking fools. Like, because you're so fast, you can, like, point out where people are and stuff like that. And it's, like, a different dynamic.
Can the enemy see you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so they can shoot you. They're like, hey, there's the fucking super fast zombie. Smoke that fool.
Okay. Right?
So you can either play, like, as super offensive and doing whatever, or you can play really offensive and then just, like, smack fools around, right? Or set off traps so your teammate who's still alive doesn't deal with those and stuff like that. It's it's a pretty cool. I like it. It's very cash.
Sounds like Apex.
It's Apex, man. It's Apex. I forgot how much I love the movement in that game. Like, they need Titanfall 3. That shit's, oh, God.
They do need Titanfall 3.
Titanfall 2 is so good.
They need Titanfall 3.
Remember when you fall off that tower and you're like, BT! And then he catches you?
Uh-huh.
And he chucks you? Oh, that's so sick.
Yep.
What a good video game.
Yep. That game had the best, I think it was the ending, when they finally gave you the lock-on pistol.
They give you the lock-on pistol, but they also give you the fucking dimension hopper.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Oh, man.
And then you the wall one through dimensions.
Yeah. So good.
What a good video game.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it was our game of the year that year.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, okay. Just double checking.
Yeah, it was.
That was such a good game.
That was such a very good
game. That's the last time we cared about Team Deathmatch.
Oh, that's sad. When did that come out? When did Titanfall 2 come out?
I don't know, 2017?
Released 2016.
Oh, okay.
It's been 4 years since I cared about a multiplayer shooter.
Wow.
Like a non-battle royale.
Yeah. Wow.
That's wild.
Wow. Wow.
Damn. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. And then, yeah, school, just like last week, school's back in progress. I think I called one of my teachers a citation führer over email.
Cool.
I haven't gotten in trouble for it, so it seems okay.
All right.
Yeah, I played some Street Fighter.
Of course.
Yeah, I was trying to learn some Akuma.
Akuma.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, this guy's got a fireball. Let's do that. Seth doesn't have a fireball.
Yeah.
Still fireballs.
Mm.
And his whole thing now is, like, in Street Fighter 4, it was all about doing light Tatsu into Shoryuken.
Yep.
Now it's all about doing light Tatsu into heavy Tatsu.
Wow.
So you can combo a spin kick into a better spin kick.
Light. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he has a parry.
So a parry?
His V skill is, like, Ryu's parry.
Yeah.
But if you can press a button after. So if you parry something and then press punch, you'll do a straight punch which knocks your opponent off of you.
Uh-huh.
Or if you do a parry and you press kick, it'll juggle them into the air. But the thing is you can cancel normals into the parry. So you can do, like, standing medium kick, parry, kick, and then you do the launch kick. And then from there, you can do different combos. And it's so hard. The amount I need a keyboard for this. I need to type
He's the number one Shoto character, so yeah.
He's pretty good. One of the combos is so sick. It's like you do medium kick, standing medium kick into the parry launcher.
Yeah.
And you, while they're in the air, you do light Tatsu, not to hit them, but to position yourself on the other side of them.
Ah.
And then you do heavy Tatsu in the opposite direction to throw them in the corner.
Wow.
It's so cool. He's got a lot of style to him. But yeah, other than that, it's just been like sprinkles of games here and there. It's back to reading and essay writing for me.
Damn, homie.
I got another month of this. Because what, November? Yeah, I got another month of this. And then December, exam time.
Yeah.
Knock those out of the park. And it's catch-up time, baby.
Damn, homie. Okay. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess that's it.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, you know what?
Read High School Family. It's good.
Sure. To all you out there listening who are in school, good luck. And to all those participating in No Nut November, good luck.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm outie.
I'm out, man.
I already failed.
I was gonna say not even November. I failed already.
I built it up. I banked some extra for the future.
See y'all next week.
See ya.